peepees fucked up. Didn't tell me that it was going to be no fucking Greco-Roman or whatever the fuck his name is wrestling. So I said, oh, shit, I sent Ciro with the mechanic. So I said, fuck it, I'll stay here. I sent Ciro to Ciro was like, damn, Pancho is here. I could sit down all day. I'm like, come on, Diego, let's me and you do it. Luego, hey, Ciro, go get this. Y le hace Diego, we just sent Ciro, what the fuck? We sent Ciro with the worst attitude of all time. And I go like this. Okay, you want to stay here and bend down and grab all these fucking
pinches, fucking tuercas? Smell of the gas.
So put it into context for people that don't know.
We swapping a motor. Me and Diego are swapping a motor.
Or Diego swapping a motor. You're just watching. Diego
swapping a motor.
Hey.
What happened?
What Diego said.
You're his chalan, bro.
Okay, pero ¿qué dijo? Hey. No, yeah, my chalan. That's an apprentice.
Yeah.
Hey.
A chalan is an apprentice?
Yeah. Chalan. I think that's in the mechanic world, no?
No, that's a word. Hey, that's a Spanish word of apprentice, mi chalan.
Okay.
Like, cuando chalan, you can meet your helper, wey. Apprentice. Le estás enseñando ese chalan. Or somebody that just comes and help you. You're like number two.
Pero es esta un vez, Catrín.
Catrín is like, not handsome. It's like, ¿cómo se dice?
Because I'm handsome.
No, es como esos güeyes que son pinches Catrines de, like, bars and shit, like, those motherfuckers. So, Google it.
I was just thinking of La Lotería.
I think Catrín is like
a fancy motherfucker.
Up or something. Yeah, like fancy.
Yeah, I think.
All right, so you were got being a computer a right there,
but he doesn't use his brain to use it, you know what I'm saying?
But it's
so you're like chalán, like I always told you. Like, I was like this, and he said, man, you know what? I always had this. I even told him right there when Fat Ass Ciro went and took 2 hours to get fucking oil fucking thing. I was never interested in fixing cars. Like, that's nothing I like.
Braking, yes.
Yeah, braking, yeah. No. I don't know. Okay, wait, we're going to do this or you can let me explain the story? With? And I was like this. I never had, and you know, some people love doing that shit. I know a girl on TikTok, but I've loved seeing her videos, bro. She does everything on her car. She built the mortar and everything. A girl. Bro, y luego hay una otra girl from L.A., que también le gustan las little Nissan trucks. They're like really famous. Those Nissan chiquitas. Is hot? Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Okay, because now I'm thinking that somebody fixes a motor and she's just putting it. No, she's right there. Put her up there for
dude,
a show.
No, she's right there. She's jacking y todo. She loves doing that. Y luego hay otras grosas que son del club. De una, those Nissans like 85s, I think, little Nissans. Esas chiquititas. Que they look like little fucking pinche carritos, güey. She also bought one and she fixes them. She's from LA. Te enseña how she sand them. So I go like, some people really love this shit. Diego is passionate about that. Like, and I remember what Ciro said. So I just started asking questions. And then I was like, bro, I want to learn at least certain shit. So I started going with him. And he started like, okay, tú vas a sacarle estos, the little stuff. So I was like, and then I realized, way, how important is your fucking equipment, way. You know, como estamos pendejos.
Anyway, so cuando tenía Diego ahí ayudándole, were you in your head like, I'm chipping money off your fucking where I'm going to pay you for this
That's
shit.
What I told him. Y luego dije, because como él dije, Diego, how do you fucking know? Porque to swap a mortar, you think it's just, no, un chingo de wires, todas las pinches connections, todas las power steering.
You motherfuckers hung it up from that big ass fucking machine.
No? Yeah, y luego so le dije así.
That's his?
Yeah. Y le dije así, Diego, how the fuck do you remember to put? Pues es un chingo de cosas, güey. You know, power steering, the wires, le quitamos el pinche dipstick que va para pinche transmission, where he drop everywhere. Y la chingada, le quitamos el pinche radiator, el coolant, todo, güey. Like, every single fucking thing, we took it all off. Like, Dio, how do you so many years of doing this shit, you start learning when you start picking it up and you actually start grabbing yourself. So I started doing it with him, like, hey, okay, hey, luego se le caían todo el pinche equipment, la chingada. Yo, Ciro did not bend over and pick it up. I was picking it up. I'm like, no wonder Ciro takes.
There's too many of us, bro.
Ciro takes with Diego away 5 days to do an oil change. Conmigo, yo le agarro las. I already know which one is looking. Like, how do you know it's una 15, el pinche, ¿cómo se llama? El
matricula?
Socket? No, el socket. Y lo dije, oh, you know, you already know. Este güey ya sabe los 3-1s que va a usar. They're either 15s or 13s, bro. That's only two. So I started.
Las heads de la little
sockets, yeah, son los sockets. Mm-hmm.
Why does it? Entonces, people only use 3 main ones. Why do they always have a fucking bucket with 10,000 fucking?
No, porque hay largos, cortitos, fat ones, little. Luego, como ese. I didn't know this motherfucker tiene una pinche como un ball, güey. Parece como un yo-yo, güey. Que es the same thing as a pinche de ratchet, güey. Pero es que no las puede meter, güey.
You use your fingers.
Y las así, güey.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, shit.
It's got like a little blue handle on it.
Y luego the crazy shit.
To turn it.
Y you know the crazy shit cuando saca también la matraca, güey. Tiene una, güey, que la voltea así over, güey. Y nomás hace. Yeah, no mames, güey. Pinche Tony tiene one screwdriver. Por eso no puedo sacar nada, güey. And we started doing it. And actually, I was actually enjoying being there. But it's just like, 17 motherfuckers le dijo, oye, el teléfono lo contesto, estamos busy, Carlos. Órale, pues. Dude, he already had like 15 motherfuckers calling, bro. And he was like, no.
I guarantee you, CJ was one of the motherfuckers calling, even though he was right
yeah.
there.
Hey, Diego.
Diego, ¿cuándo vas a chequear este carro?
¿Cuándo vas a arreglar mi brake line? Diego le dijo, ay, ¿qué andas chingando, Ciro? So le dije, then.
You mentioned the brake line from your car?
No, he already knows.
No, he told me this fucking fat ass no. Yeah. Y so we're like this. Man, the one that tripped me out, güey, es cuando le quitamos y se huele a puro pinche gas. Pinche Ciro por huevón no se quitó. Y dije, Ciro, quítate la chingada, te estás pegando. I don't want to move.
Fuck it, dije, mato mi brain. Like,
and it's crazy,
güey. No, because there was already too many. There was you and him on that side. So if I was going to go on the other side, there's going to be too many of us.
Sí me ayudó Ciro to remove the hood, güey, okay, güey?
So pero I stood on this side because I was like, nah, then I'm just going to be in the way.
Hey, güey, pero Ciro, güey, coordination, güey. Bro, Ciro, we got to fold this way so we could take it straight down.
I think today I see Ciro limp. I'm like, why do you walk with a limp? He's like, oh, that's how I walk. I'm like, let me find out you got that fucking thing where your one leg is like 2 inches shorter than the other one.
No, it's just my ankle's been hurting. I don't know why.
Well, I know why.
Why?
But I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
How you sprain your ankle playing basketball?
No. Just I think it's the... Cuando estaba en elliptical, I think I fucking moved it wrong. Yeah.
I have a small tweak in there.
I mean, it's just a small tweak. Nothing's going to happen.
So we were like this, right? Y luego it started to interest me, like, oh, this. Y luego, as soon as you start opening this shit, salió un chingo de cosas malas. I was like, what the fuck? And then he was like, you know what? Como tiró todo el pinche transmission oil. I'm like, no, Diego, no mames. The funny part is, güey, que me dice, pone el pinche, ¿cómo se llama? El thing that gets the oil, the pan.
Oil pan.
Me dice, ponla aquí porque vamos a tirar todo el coolant para no hacer un pinche reguero. This motherfucker makes me put it in one way. A complete 360 tira el pinche. Like, no mames, Diego. Las cabrones del otro lado. Dije, puta madre, ya tíralo a la verga ahí, ya qué chingados. So manchamos bien harto. So like, damn. Dije, tenemos que ir a agarrar el absorbent. So we couldn't get out there tomorrow. Ya nomás nos falta, like, ¿qué dijo? Like 4 bolts. We take them off.
So you didn't even take the engine completely off yet?
No, it's pretty much done.
Damn, bro. What y'all doing, dude?
Hey, wait.
Y'all were there from 8 in the morning to 4 p.m.
Y luego, güey, we hooked a new mortar. So ya cuando le quitamos todo eso, ya like, this is the simple shit tomorrow. Agarramos el new mortar. Yo no sabía. You gotta, cuando te lo venden, güey, te lo venden así a la verga, güey. So we had to degrease the whole mortar, güey. Todo eso. So we had to go buy some shit. And pretty much we washed it, güey. Y tenía que tapar todos los hoyos. Donde van las bobillas. We tapamos toda esa madre y la chingada para que no se meta water. We degreased that bitch. Uf, todo. Y luego el pinche started raining. I go, bitch.
Y si se limpia el güey con el degreaser.
Hell yeah, though.
Yeah, I cleaned it off.
Ya tomorrow le vamos a dar la última.
Burned everything off.
Yeah, la última, like, polish. Porque dice que lo quiere meter bien clean. So le quitamos todo el dirt. Then we found out que el pinche fan, el que le íbamos a dejar, estaba crooked. So we're going to take that shit off and put the new one in. Y cuando estamos ahí, it interests me, like, oh, this. Le digo, dude, le dije, it's not really complicated. Le dije, not really, it's just putting the shit back. Dude,
just remember, like, how all the bolts go together, because they got different size bolts.
I don't even think about the bolt. The thing is, güey, like, the thing that shit confuses me the shit out of me, güey, es que tienes que quitar las mangueras del heater, tienes que, como ahí esa estaba cruzado, el pinche AC estaba cruzado el pipe, güey. We don't want to take that shit off, porque le tiras el freeze on. Es lo que hace cold. So now we gotta reload that shit. And then we found out que la compresora del pinche AC, güey, no sirve, güey. So now we gotta fix that shit. So I was like, damn. I said, that's the bitch to put everything, todo el air filter, donde va el pinche brake fluid, donde va el pinche Windex, toda esa madre. Es like, luego, güey, el candado de los little radiators, güey, they're like this big, güey. I'm like, what the fuck?
How they're you like remember little pins, bro.
But it is crazy because every time Diego works on the car for us, he it does seem like he gets a sense of joy when he's actually fixing it. Because every time something goes right, he smiles like, eh? Eh?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Ya arrancó? Eh? Eh?
And I was like, what the fuck? So we cranked that bitch up? We're
putting
it up there?
I just think it's one of those things that I tell you, wait. It's not like a mechanic. Like, his job is to get the car up and running. So it's like a puzzle for him. Like, I mean, okay, I have to move this, or I have to turn this a little bit, or we got to fix this. So it's like, it keeps your mind fucking working,
well, it's
right?
It's como a pinche alternator where they go, who the fuck would design this alternator to be put like this? How the fuck are we going to take it off? damn, ahí tuvimos que quitar otra chingadera to take off the alternator, el pinche alternador, güey. You're like, who the fuck would design this shit like that? But sometimes they design that shit for their mechanics to work at, not for you, güey.
Yeah, yeah.
Porque luego miramos la Silverado, la pinche Silverado, güey. Pinche motor's right there. Cuando le quitamos la water pump, we took two fucking screws, güey.
Well, Diego, he talked about, like, when he was coming up, like I said, he told me the story, like, you know, a mechanic was pretty much, his dad was a mechanic. Yeah. He's the one that...
He was a taxista, güey.
Yeah, he was a taxista. He would fix his own cab in Mexico,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah.
And he said that my dad saved money, got a little tiny shop. You know, they kept expanding. And then at one point...
He worked for Ford.
He worked for Ford or some shit, or what, Chevy?
No, Ford lo mandó a la escuela.
To learn how to fix more modern cars.
Modern cars. Because
he was used to fixing old cars. And now, you know, there was a point, I can't say exactly what year, but when cars started becoming more like computerized that shit, that he said, I had to go learn all that shit.
Y como aquí, he worked for a Chevy. But he said que when they made him like hourly, that shit sucked. He's like, that's dog shit. Let's say at one point. Cuando
hourly? Close,
yeah, he said.
But don't mechanics get paid pretty good hourly?
Depends, way. He told me that if you own your own shop and you do your own work, way, yeah. Pero luego te ponen como un hourly. Y cuando tú miras, ahora ya entiendo cuando dice, our hourly rate is $125, way. So that's lo que cobra el shop, so somebody work at it. They're not going to pay you $125.
Yeah, he doesn't get the whole $125.
No, no. Oh, yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's como un fucking athlete's contract, right? Like, well, this percentage goes to the shop, this percentage goes to this, and then you get this.
Él dijo que cuando, at that time, I don't know, it's like 10, 15 years that he worked there. They said, put it this way, they put me on a fucking hourly wage. At that time, it was like $21 or $22 an hour. You're talking about 15 years ago, 10. Let's say, they'll make you work miracles at that time. Like, no, you got to work this. It was like cars nonstop. Because why? If they're charging $125, they're paying you $21. A dealer's pocketing $100.
Yeah.
You're keeping $20. You see? So he said, at that time, so he realized, like, dude, they're fucking working me like a dog for dog shit. So he just started working. His references, like us, como el body guy, he'll tell this guy. No, yeah, but the thing is, that's how it works.
Sí, es bueno el güey.
And then everybody just started.
Bueno, medio raro, pero sí, arregla tu carro el cambio.
Y luego le hace así. That's how it worked. And luego you think he don't got people, but it's like, holy shit. The phone is ringing off the hook. Y luego nomás estamos, this. Y luego, I think he generally likes when we're there porque we actually ask him and be like chilling. Otra people, güey, think because they pay you, they could tell you what the fuck to do in this.
Well, they kind of have the right to do, though,
but be real. No, they're dicks, güey.
Well, I was going to tell you, more.
Some people, the way they talk to him.
No, bro. No, como Diego, like I said, I know he enjoys, like I said, I'm not saying we're best friends, but I'm saying that he's always seems more at ease and more happier when he's with us because he know that we don't take shit too seriously. And we're not there to pressure you. Like, hey, we believe that you know how to get this done and we'll leave you alone. And we'll be there chopping it up with you. We won't just leave your ass stranded, making you do. Because there's motherfuckers that won't help him move the engine. There's motherfuckers that won't help him do any of that shit.
The biggest thing is, wait,
and then you got Pancho right there. I mean, I saw the videos that you took, Cedro. Pancho looked like he had no clue what he was doing, but he was helping.
Oi.
I just hear Diego, dale más, Pancho, dale más, Pancho. Y Pancho just cranking that.
Even my brother, Porfi, was trying to take these fucking clips. Nobody took them. I took them off. All right, eso? I took them off. They're like, Diego, ta madre, no se puede salir, güey. A ver, cálale tú. Me dio un pinche, I never seen this shit. I thought it was for fishing. It's un fucking, un palo, como un screwdriver. Y lo tiene un little hook, güey. Le metí little hook, and I'm like, a ver. I clicked it.
The hook driver?
Yeah, hook driver. I don't know what the fuck that shit is. Pero lo tenía. I think it's more as like, bro, if I need a part, I'm just going to go buy it. These motherfuckers, bro, to save $5, way, they want to go to the junkyard for 4 hours, way. I'm like, bro, I ain't got time to lose 4 hours, B. I'll pay the $50, bro. I'll pay the $20. Como hay gente, güey, que hasta los pinches fuses don't want to buy them. They, like, dude, they want to go to the junkyard. I'm like, I ain't going to waste 3 hours. And that's why, like, hey, all right, fucking como dijo, hey, wait, we go use, no. Let's put our brand new shit that we need, Diego. I don't want no fucking problems, this motherfucker. Let's say, okay, you want brand new shit? Like, we buying brand new shit, everything. Vale, pues, pum, 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 pum. Ya le empezamos a quitar. And then we were like, oh, let's. Y lo que me gusta el güey que he also goes like, let's save all this shit because this is expensive. Let's take it all this shit because I still got to send the block. I got to send it back where I bought it from. You know? The engine block. You know what engine block is? Yeah, you don't know. So when you talk about the
engine. No, pero look at this is where I'm getting confused because the previous mechanic told us that the truck, obviously, that we're working on, the block had to be reconstructed.
No.
Right?
No.
What the fuck is a block?
When you think about an engine way, the block is the basic way on the secora. ¿Ves el fierro que está así? Lo están las cabezas. Yeah, yeah. That's the engine block. Y luego you built around that shit con las cabezas, todas las bujías. So the block is the main steady de fierro, güey. Donde se sienta la cabeza, donde van las bujías. But el block, ese güey. What the fuck are we talking about?
The engine block.
The engine block was the one that something, un pistón popped out. You know what I'm saying?
What's the pistón?
Pistón, the ones that hacen la pinche engine. Oh, okay. You know, cuando te cambian el engine y te enseñan los restos así.
Yeah.
Esos son los pistones, güey. That's when they va el hoyo y no quieres que se caliente because they fuck up, pues se pegan. Y este, in this case, that shit broke out. Pff, fucked up the engine block. Made that hole. So, el engine block, güey. What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, just... he just get reconstructed. Ese no lo puedes arreglar, güey. The thing is, güey, que ese mechanic, güey, no le hizo un fully thorough fucking diagnostic. That sounds cool as fuck. So, when we took out the fucking AC, la pinche compresora, güey, ahí estaba el pinche hoyo, güey. Like, porque cuando le sacó el pinche radiator, dije, damn, Diego, le salió este fierro. Le hace, oh, shit, that's from the engine. The block. Y luego ya cuando le quitamos el pinche, el compressor, güey, todo eso, ahí está un puto hoyote ahí.
Now, look, before all this shit, did you get Diego his two fucking McChickens?
Yeah, and fries. And a fucking
damn!
High C.
Damn!
Yeah.
The bigger the job, the more he gets it.
Yeah, high C, bro.
If it's como cuando me cambió.
I'm not cheap Ciro. Ciro nomás que dame chicken. Mañana, güey, lo va a invitar a una birria, güey.
Como mira, güey, cuando me cambió el alternator to the hoopty, we had just put that alternator like 2 weeks before. We had to replace it. Dije, it's a fucking 10-minute job. One sausage burrito from McDonald's. Only one.
One sausage burrito.
When we replaced the whole fucking transmission,
yeah.
Pizzas, unlimited brisk, iced teas, his favorite, que le llama su coca sin gas. I'm like, Diego, it's not fucking coca. It's a brisk. Yeah. Chips, candy. I hooked them up, wait, when it's a big job.
Yeah, when he changed my transmission, I hooked them up with like a bunch of peanuts. Give him waters, juices. I gave him McDonald's.
Peanuts.
Pizza.
Peanuts,
dude. Well, yeah, to eat while he was working on the car. He wanted botanas.
Cheap.
So I got him.
I would have got him ceviche, güey, con aguacate, limón.
No, you wouldn't, bro.
Salsa, Valentina.
So le llegamos y dijo, yeah, the person dijo, damn.
How long were you guys worked on it for today?
Puta madre, güey. Estamos ahí desde las. What?
Nah, like 10.
Oh, like 10:30.
10 to like 4? 4:30?
Yeah, like
6 hours, Bancho.
Yeah, bitch. Este güey le hace como si no era nada, güey. Pinche desmadre.
Hey, why do I feel like after they put the engine, Pancho's going to look at us and me and Yusidro like, pues, le va a decir a Diego, hey, ¿cuánto le cobramos, Diego, a estos dos?
No, le dije a Diego que he better tell people that I helped him put it. We both put it. I'm like, no,
man. I think you're just getting business with him, dude.
Huh?
Los dos tankies.
No, güey. Ese güey no, lo madreo porque luego take the money. Le dije, hey, güey, and we're looking at it like the engine block fue el que puteó, no las cabezas, nada, fue el pinche pistón that popped out through here. So we're like, oh, shit. So, porque es crazy, porque yo cuando arreglo mi motor, pinche, está todo pinche cochino. Le dice, that don't mean shit. Porque esos motors los tienen guardados, güey, storage and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, un tal hoyo, no, se lo quitan todo, le hago esto. Por eso te dije, güey, right away, te dije, las engines, tú sabes cuánto está chingada y todo, look. Le hizo el de abajo, tiene un big ass stick, I don't know how to call it, y just went. ¿Ves? Sí sirve. What the fuck, you know? When they don't work, they don't turn. That's el que hace el rato. ¡Bum! Y hace dar vuelta. Y right away, dijo, no, sí, está bueno, mira. ¡Bum! Ahora, órale, pues. And then, fuck this. We tried, basura. Pinche Diego estaba aventando rubber por donde kept, basura. And then the funniest fucking thing, güey. On tal los soportes y the third thing hold up, güey. Es donde you put the... Yeah, I was like, dude, they always raise this up with fucking metal chains. Y este tenía, güey. ¿Te acuerdas cuando lo trajimos? Tenía un seatbelt fucking thing amarrado y le hace Diego. Vamos a usarlo así. Dije, Diego, si se cae nos va a partir toda la madre, güey. Y le dije a Diego, sí o no, sí. Le dije, pinche Diego, you're going to be missing a fucking hand. I'm going to be missing a foot, güey. Y luego we put it, güey, y lo miró y he was like, no, fuck, chingue su madre. We took that shit off. Ya le pusimos las chains, las metal ones. Digo, se vaya, cae a la verga y nos parta la madre. Porque le dije, Diego, ¿cuánto pesa este güey? Como le, usually around 450. Dije, damn.
Hace, I know, hey, when they delivered the engine, wait, Pancho was like this. I'm like, how are we going to get off the truck to help the fucking, the old geezer that delivered? He was like 85 years old. I'm like, who sent this guy to deliver this fucking engine? Pancho like, well, it's only about 100 pounds. I grabbed it. I'm like, there's no fucking way there's 100 fucking pounds.
450 pounds. Pero le estamos quitando un chingo de cosas. So le voy a decir, mañana, güey, cuando lo quitemos, güey, le voy a meter que lo meta igual. But we got to get it back. He wants the engine block. And without the engine block, it's fucking $200 less. So dijo, hey, bring me the engine block and I give you $200 back. Dije, knowing now, I was going to say, fuck that shit. We're going to throw it out there. Getting pricey. So I was like, hey, shit. Lo dije a Diego con la misma pinche jack. Lo vamos a aventar en la back of the pickup. Y ya estamos diciendo, güey. But it was... It's something, güey. Now I know. Porque como dicen todos, güey. Why do people go to depression? Why people feel down, güey? Because dice, güey. Overthinking. Como está viendo X-Men 97. El show. Y le dijeron, oh, cuando están diciendo about Jean Grey, ¿verdad? Le hace cuando conoció a Jean Grey, if you don't know about the series X-Men, Jean Grey es la que usa la fucking mind y todo, Professor, le hace, y le dice a su parents, girl? Yeah, y le dice a su parents, you know, mutants, way, they used to hide, X-Men,
I never see it, but I remember that they were like,
they're mutants.
They were like embarrassed, no, at first or some shit.
So the parents pretty much is like, they don't like mutants, the human world don't like mutants.
Yeah.
Y estaba una little girl y llegó Professor X y le dijo, I'm here, le hace, le dice a Jean, are you here to help me? My parents said, are you here to help me? Yeah, they say I overthink. Y le hace él, don't worry, I overthink too, porque, you know, Professor X, that's his power.
Yeah.
Y luego, yeah, I think a lot of people overthink, güey. Y cuando estás haciendo esa madre, güey, you don't got time to overthink, güey. You try to get everything. Let's go.
Sorry to cut you off, but this is important. It relates to what you just said. I told you that when I see Diego working, he doesn't look like a stressed person, right? And I go, it was a study that showed that what job is the most stressful in the United States of America, and what job is the least stressful, right? So they did a survey with the people that worked in these types of jobs, and you know what was the most stressful job in America?
What?
It was related to like lawyers, corporate office jobs, stuff that you have to sit down and just think. And be like in a cubicle, right? Like you're just fucking thinking. You're overthinking. Wait, all you're doing is thinking about. Think about your manager. You ever work with a manager in retail or in a fucking warehouse? What are they doing? They always seem stressed out. They're like, "What the fuck, man? What?" It's just office jobs, right? And the least stressful people were shocked because they were like, "What? What was the least stressful?" Did I tell you, Cedro?
No, you never told me.
I told you, right? So the least stressful jobs were farmers, way.
For real?
And farmers? people are saying, why, that shit is such hard work. I'm like, yeah, but it's different when you're doing physical labor compared to when you're sitting your ass down for 8 hours thinking about, oh, como un lawyer, way. What are they doing all day? Just thinking, way. Mm-hmm. They're just fucking using their fucking head trying to piece a fucking case together. Well, farmer, you're taking out the cow. Well, whatever type of, there's plenty of types of farmers, but let's just say a fucking dude that works for cows. You're waking up, feeding the cows, cleaning their poop, getting the milk out. It seems like it's always interesting, way, and it's physical. And you're just, and plus, you're like outside, dude. You're in the wild. You're with wild animals. I think that eases your mind, way. I always said this. Hard, like physical labor is way easier than being like a manager. Porque physical labor... You're not stressing out when they tell you, hey, wait, debes que llenar este pinche trailer, the boxes. You're like, ay, wait, es un putero. But when you're doing it, especially when you could hear like music or a podcast, what are you really doing? You're not even thinking of working. You're just putting the shit in where it goes.
I just think, wait, a lot of people ask me, wait, porque I had a sort of like a manager job.
You're not no manager.
Le hago así todos. That shit sucks, dude.
That sucks, dick.
That shit sucks, dick. I don't know why people get so happy cuando los hacen leads and bosses and, oh shit, I'm an assistant manager. I'm like, that shit sucks dick.
Like, I worked in management for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And the only people that will be happy to work in management will always be the fresh off, like they're new, know, like, they're new to management. Like, they just got promoted from being like whatever, right? Being just a worker in a warehouse or like a stalker, and they get promoted to management. It's like, me too. When I got promoted, I was like a badge of honor. Like, I'm the manager in this bitch. 1 year later, this fucking sucks dick, bro. Because the hardest thing to do is be in charge of people. And people,
older people are fucking bitches too, bro.
And the thing is,
fucking, you'd be surprised how many motherfuckers listen to this gangster shit and not fucking snitches, bro. You're just not
dealing with people. You're dealing with their problems. You're dealing with their emotions, because everybody has fucking problems. And
you know what's the fucking biggest thing, bro? That the laziest ones, bro, think they're the hardest workers in the world, and they just bitch. Why me? Why me? I tell them, shut the fuck up, you fucking bitches, bro.
But that's why I thought it was pretty interesting you said that, because, como te digo, working like that, like I said, you were there. I'm pretty sure you were not expecting to, like, help them all that much.
I was expecting this fucking fat ass to help, because he said que son boys. So he just park one corner and say, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Pero I started out with a bad mood way. But I gotta fucking waste my day here and all this shit, all this. And then I was like this. I looked at Diego like, this motherfucking Dixie's like in fucking the safari having fun and shit. I'm like, why is this stupid motherfucker always happy? You know? And I said, and then when we, yeah, Cidro, I don't know where the fuck he went. We started opening. I said, let me talk to him. Porque es que yo no soy, I don't really make conversation.
Yeah.
I told him, hurry the fuck up. Then I just started talking. And then I started doing something. All right, what you need? This? Okay, ya cuando miró, oh, este güey sí se presta, güey. Hey, levante, vamos a aquí, límpiala aquí, tú, échale aquí, like, agarra estos cables y todo. I had no chance to think about nothing, you know? Luego llegó mi stupid brother, el otro, dije, ay, viene este güey a cagar el palo. Él también se puso, hey, okay, cool, le hace, okay, no, don't worry, le hace él. And I was like, dude, we had actually a really good time.
Hey, did my broski? He went to pick up the truck, yeah. His truck that we abandoned in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Hey, if people don't know, so our brother, our oldest brother, let us borrow his car for his truck, his fucking minivan. Little gay minivan for a couple of days.
Well,
right?
Yo le presté mi truck.
So you let him borrow your truck because he was going far away.
He went to Dallas.
And he needed a truck with some nuts on it, right? Yeah, some good nuts, right?
Yeah.
Minivan was not going to cut it for this trip. So they you swapped trucks for like 4 or 5 days, right? Yeah. Pancho, we grabbed this minivan. We were taking his son that actually stayed here, and we were taking care of him. We took him to practice in the
first
minivan.
First of all, they told me, gracias, Pancho, por cuidar mi kid. I'm like, I didn't take care of shit of this guy. I checked on him one time, and my fucker finally said, dude, it was hard eating burrito fucking and egg sausage burritos every day.
No, like, por eso, you're a fucking cocksucker. What? Yo todavía, I check, hey, let's go get ribs. What do you want? What do you want? Pinche Pacho doesn't care.
No, él siempre...
Nephew could be dying of hunger, Pancho, le vale.
No, yo siempre le dije, ¿qué quieres? Nah, just eat at home. Okay. Y le dije, como le dije, you want it? Nah, just eat at home. I'm like, okay, what the fuck, you want me to interrogate him? Like, no way, vas a comer ribs today. Like, what now, do you need? You need drink, water?
On something? Saturday, I sent somebody, not one of us. Usually it's me, you, or Cedro that take them to practice when their parents can't, right? Mm-hmm. I was going to send them an Uber, but a good friend of mine got freed up, and I told her, can you take my nephew to practice? It's about an hour away. And he was going to have a 4.5-hour practice that day. He was going to have a double practice on Saturday. And I told him, look, bro, you're an athlete, professional athlete. Treat yourself like a fucking top-notch athlete here, dude. Right? Like, you got to live, breathe like a fucking champion. Even though that sounds corny and cliche, you have to. If you believe you're going to be... First, you have to think that you're going to be a champion, right? Before you can even become one. You have to believe, but you have to live that shit every day. And I told him, you're going to have to have a practice. He had to be at practice at 10 in the morning. I'm like, get up at 8, eat a good light breakfast with a lot of protein to get you through the first practice. And then there's like a 45-minute gap between the first practice and the second practice. I'm like, make yourself like a sandwich, some fruit, so you could carry over to the second. Because, you know, they work hard in there, dude.
They're practicing way fucking... Mexico national team.
Yeah, Mexican, you know? National team, right? They work real fucking hard. I'm like, dude, you got to keep your body with nutrition so you could practice at a high level. Otherwise, you're going to feel like shit. So this person calls me after he picked up my nephew. After I told him all this shit the night before, I'm like, you got to eat. Prepare yourself food so you can eat over there. And then I'll pick you up after I get out of work. I call this girl. I'm like, you dropped him off? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, did he eat? He said that he ate a peanut butter sandwich in the morning. I'm like, puta ma. I'm like, did he take food with him though? No. I'm like, he said that you told him to pack a lunch, but that he didn't have time. I'm like, this motherfucker woke up late. And then she said, but I felt bad for him. So I went to Tony's or Mariano's or.
Oh yeah, I told Mariano's.
What the fuck is it?
Yeah, it's a Mariano's.
Like a food market, right?
Yeah.
I got him a sandwich, watermelon, Powerade. And I'm like, for real? I'm like, yeah. So he could have, you know, he told me he was going to have double practice. He didn't have no food. So I went to get him his food. I'm like, you should have let his ass starve so he could learn. His ass going to college. There's no mommy and papi no more over there. I'm like, this is part of being fucking disciplined. I'm like, you got to have your food ready. And then that.
How is he going to learn if you fucking baby him? That's I would have left him there.
I told him, I'm like, you shouldn't give him nothing. That way he could feel like shit and he could be like, damn, I'm never going to do this shit again. Because like I said, he's still used to mommy and papi. Hey, you. What did you say? This whole week he said, man, I was eating burritos. Yes. Burrito, egg burritos with chorizo or what?
Burritos and huevos.
He's like, all day. I'm like, you don't have to eat that. You have plenty of different food there. You can make something else. And I told you, I'm like, you got to start making your own food, dude. You're going to go away for college.
Como te digo, güey, like, es como te digo,
A little bit at a time.
He's going to, a little bit at a time. Especially
I'm just saying,
when,
like, I'm,
yeah, I get you what you're saying. You're not trying.
It's just little tests like that.
It's como todo, güey. I think everybody learns when you fuck up. Like, right now, he's still used to being at home. But so I guess today we talked to the Division III school. Y le mandó otro email. Yo le dije, so what's up? Oh, I don't know. I think my dad talk. Bro, you got to be on top of this shit. This is your shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be on top of all this shit.
Well, shit like that, like I said, I don't expect them to pick this up right away.
Es como te
but
digo,
I like testing
pero
them.
Pero a mí me gusta empezar a dijile, hey, güey, start taking care of this is your shit. Start doing this shit. Start, porque I was also one of those motherfuckers that waited for everybody to do that shit for me. Y yo que siempre te dije, what was my biggest mistake, güey? Not getting out of my brother's house earlier. And then, cuando me pasaba big troubles, even now, I still struggle sometimes. Like, now it's more like, chill, güey. Chill. Antes, güey, it was like, I didn't even know how to go to court. You know what I'm saying? The way I started doing my things when I was had to go to court, and I woke up, porfa, he was working over, and he's like, Brian, taking you, I just got out of double shit, bitch, figure it out. I was like, okay, I didn't know if you had GPS, you know? So I figured out, güey, you know? So they said, okay, cool, fuck it. Like, little shit like that, way starts teaching you, like, hey, do this, do. Yo, por eso I teach my nephew, like, more independence, güey. Como ahorita le está diciendo, like, we were watching something and shit, and we're like, ya ves, güey? Every kid is making it now. Like, estaban diciendo, like, what you want to do, what you want to become. Y luego le está diciendo, like, look at everybody, güey. Everybody talks about, oh, this job. Y le dije, bro, ponte a pensar, güey. If you find a good paying job, which a good paying job is over $24 now, you know, or more. Lego, look at how much they make, wait.
A good paying job?
Yeah, a good paying job.
I think 24 hours.
I think for a single person, wait.
I think, oh, you're saying that. Porque I don't think that's a good paying job. I think kind of that's kind of like the starting
no,
point.
No, por eso te estoy diciendo. Es lo que le estoy
you're
diciendo.
Saying that if you're single, you could, like with $24, $25 an hour, you'll be fine.
I think you need more than 26 now, bro. 27,
well,
look, 28.
Put it this way.
Well,
if you have an apartment
well, yo le dije
and
así.
You pay your rent and you pay utilities, then you're going to need closer to like $30.
Well, es lo que le dije. Look, pipis.
If you live at home, 20.
The thing is, wait, I broke it down simpler to make the man simple.
Get money, motherfucker.
Le dije, look, pipis. If you, le dije la vez que dijo que he wanted to get a job, right? Remember when he had work? Luego, pipis.
Shut that shit down.
Luego,
right
if you work 20 hours, wait, how much you think your check is going to come out? You know what minimum wage is? $15, wait. So, ponle así, wait, you find a job, que ahora que ya, if you don't do nothing, say, you don't got experience. Vas a agarrar un job de $20, $21, güey. How much you think you're going to make at the end of the week?
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah,
shit.
No, but say $20. Oh, yeah. You're going to be making what? $500? Le dije, okay, ponle $550. Ponle at best $600, right? So you got $600, right?
When I was making pretty much $20 at one job, I was making like $1,957. Every 2 weeks, me salía a check como like $1,100, maybe like $1,050
something. Ponle que es $600 a week, right?
Yeah.
So it's $1,200.
Which, like I said, we had an apartment.
Yeah.
It was like, I was fine, but I go, that ain't shit. Especially nowadays, everything's more expensive.
Ponle, can I explain, wait?
Yeah.
Le dije, es $600. It's $2,400 a month, babies. Y luego le dije, car payment, way. Now you can't get no car with $500, $600. That's one check right there. Insurance? I told him about my insurance. I'm paying $200, wait.
That's fucking nuts.
I go like, I paid $200. So that's right there.
You know what?
One check, wait.
I'd rather ride dirty and take my chance.
Y le dije, look at
right,
y luego le digo, look at
most definitely.
Say, como aquí juntos, we split an apartment, right? Mm-hmm. Le go, bro, if you got a roommate, wait, your fucking rent is $1,100. That's like $600.
Hey,
that's
Cedro,
another
that,
check.
That shit, sorry. That shit's still charging because we're testing out a new charger.
It's charging.
Yeah. Y le digo, that's another check, wait. Right? That right there, two checks gone, wait. So now you just got $1,200. And you're not talking about your fucking cell phone, your bills, cable. Todo esa madre with your phones is over 100. How? Es lo que yo le digo a la gente. How the fuck are you going to get married, way?
Yeah. The crazy part is I look at it like this, Pancho. People, there's no fucking way, dude, that you could have a family of three, four kids, two kids, and you guys are making like $22 an hour, $23 an hour each. Can you make it? Yes, I seen people make it, but it's going to be real fucking tight.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, por eso le dije yo. Y luego dice, güey, you
want to... Kids are fucking expensive.
Y le digo, and you want to have them in after-school activities, güey? That shit ain't cheap. If you really want to go after something, güey, it's not cheap,
bro.
No,
just transporting kids to practice is expensive.
You know how much gas hoy le puse a la truck? $60, güey. Y tiene un cuarto, güey. And if I take them, yo ya lo miré, 2 days in a row que me tocan, güey. That's half a tank, güey.
Che, cuando le llevo en la V8, güey, uh-huh. La pickup, puta madre.
Y por eso le digo, pipi.
But I'd rather take the V8 than see just hoopty, güey.
Yeah, y le dije así. That's why
pipi. Because that bitch don't steer well.
Por eso cuando me dice, Tony.
Or if yours to the right, I think.
I grabbed your car after like 2 months of not driving it. Yeah. I forgot that fucking shit drives itself sometimes.
Yeah, if yours to the right.
Like when I brake, it's like, I'm like, oh, shit.
Y le dije así, look at pipis. Now I get como dicen todos, güey. You got to find a way, como siempre dice Tony. Gotta find a way to make more money, way. Different ways of avenue of money, la chingada. Y le dije, look at that shit, way. Yo le dije a Pipis, we started talking about the guys that you like hearing, Pipis, and todos los two guys que son Division 3 wrestlers.
Yeah.
Y que tienen su own podcast. Division 2 wrestlers. Le digo, bro, it seems like they're more podcasting in business than wrestlers now.
I say, I'm a Crosby. Uh-huh. Is it Cojos y Aiden Henshaw.
Y le dije así, le dije, Pipis, how you think those guys started? Just with a microphone and start talking to their friends. So yo le dije a él, güey, I know you want to be a business account, toda la chingada, all that shit. Y como le dije, él siempre me dice about, you know, he's trying to make it as, look at your story. Your story is a fun story, too. You went from a kid that played soccer, güey, did not know shit about wrestling, being regional champ, going to fucking sectionals. You're fucking practicing with the U.S., the Mexican national team, güey. You know?
No, he's fucking, put it this way, your camp, you're in camp run by a division one, two-time All-American this year.
A runner-up.
Shout out to Austin Gomez. We'll get into it more on Deportes. His fucking coach, Austin Gomez, from Michigan, 149 pounds. Second runner-up in NCAA Division One wrestling. That's the highest level of wrestling.
Look at his sister, Wade.
We talked about it before. Mexican team national Olympic qualify. He's going to be in the Olympics representing Team Mexico.
It's como te digo, wey. Not only him, his sister. A 3-time fucking state champion, a little one. El otra in the national team. And I tell him, bro, that's a cool story.
No, that's awesome story. And I'm glad you said that because I remember the conversation when, like, I think it was the first year he was wrestling that his mom brought up to me that, oh, he's thinking of getting a job so he can have some money because, you know, kids, he wanted those
Fendi belts.
Right? And I told him, I'm like this. Hey, yo, peepees. He probably don't remember this. I'm like, you're thinking about getting a job?
You
like,
know what's
crazy?
I told him that today. ¿Sabes por qué? It brought to my mind. Porque I told him this and this. Porque we got into it like, ¿cómo son los NIDs y todo? Le dije, we like, dude, como tú, it started that. Like, how much money you think you're going to get from having a regular part-time job, sweet piece? $200, güey. Right? You know, you see all these country creators, que you could go and look up how much you're making. Like, you always talk about putting up your shit. How come you're recording? Look at what you're doing. You're waking up early in the morning, going to the gym, working out. Me está diciendo de bunch of workouts que le, también, I guess tú le dices, he looks up. Como dijo, eran puros up-downs.
Well,
what the fuck?
Beepies, he's more dedicated. I told you before, he's more dedicated than I ever was. I was even close to his dedication. Pero he's so detailed about everything. Like, he loves learning about nutrition. Like, he explained to me everything that he's trying to, like, vitamins and how do they work. Shit that I don't know. So I go, where do you hear this? I'm like, oh, I hear this podcast of this dude that talks about all these types of food. I'm like, and we talked about this last week, but I remember I think it was sophomore year because it was his first year of wrestling. His mom told me, hey, he wants to get a job, you know, so he can have his little money, buy his clothes because he started getting into, like, name brand stuff. And I told him, I'm like, yo, Pierruris, come here. I'm like, hey, I heard you're thinking about getting a job. He like, yeah, on the side so I can get some money. I'm like, yeah, get that bullshit out of my face, right? Your ass is not getting a job. You dedicate yourself to fucking your school and sports. Don't worry about that shit. That money's going to come later. And I told him, at this 2024, I told him last week, there's just too much opportunity for you guys. Like, I'm like, it's it. Hayden in his show, like I said, Division II wrestler for Wisconsin Parkside. People are into wrestling. Go check him out, bro. He's dope. All he does is videos. You know, he got a podcast. Yeah, I go like this. He got a podcast. He got over 200,000 fucking followers on IG. And I go, dude, he gets all these brand deals now. His name is out there now. And I go, do you think that kid pays anything? Hell no. With the NIL deals, I told him, dude, another wrestler, Real Woods, four-time All-American, just wrapped up his career as an Iowa Hawkeye. This year, last year he was a runner-up at 141. This year he took fourth. Here, I mean, he wasn't born here in Chicago, but he moved to Chicago during, I think, when he was a kid. State champion for Montini Catholic, right here where we're from. That dude had, I told him, look at that dude's in Iowa. He gets sponsored by, it's like a Chipotle over there. It's like a type of Chipotle. They got like wraps and burrito bowls.
It's going to be that Coba thing, Q-O.
No. It's something else. But he always puts it up. I'm like, you know what that means, Porfirio? That means that motherfucker can eat there all day if he wants to for free. I'm like, dude, there's just too much ways to make money than just to sit. Hey, like I said, there's still the job there if you want one and need one. But I go, there's so many other ways you would get money than just simply going, oh, I'm going to go work for minimum wage. Just too much opportunity.
Hoy le dije, I brought that up to him. Le dije, hey, remember, güey, de primero, güey, el grind no es bonito, güey. Pero trust me, güey, you put in the work right now, güey. Como le dije, how come you don't buy that microphone and record yourself what you're doing every single morning? You already called it, güey, a kid trying to make Division III, güey, or Division II, or you're, you know, not knowing nothing, güey, too. There's a bunch of kids, because they don't know shit, and they look at, this is my journey. And if you get monetized, how much you think $200, you can't make $200 off that shit? Le dije, bro, you can make so much shit. You're my legal. Just open your eyes, kid. Like, me, I'm telling you because of me, güey, because I still was born and go to work. That's the only way you get money. You know? Yeah. Now it's like, holy shit, like, this job sucks. And I feel like it comes up to like, holy shit, people like, it's good. We go like, dude, I'm going to be 40. Remember when we used to take, man, I don't want to be that old and be in a warehouse.
And one of the best financial advice that I ever got was that, look, bro, when you're young, and I'm talking about not like, oh, fucking 16, 17, 18, young, I'm talking about your 20s, your 30s. You're young, dude. You're a young adult. If you're single and you don't know what you want to do with your life just yet, like, it's okay to not know what you're going to do with your fucking life at 27. The thing is, people freak out like, oh, shit, everybody's getting married, having kids. I'm fucking about to turn 30. I just turned 32 on Sunday. Me and Jesus rose the same day. Jesus, me. Can I say, like, we're, like, right there? Me and him?
Nah.
All right, he's a notch above.
No, he's a lot.
But it's crazier. I was so happy that my birthday landed on Easter. I don't know why. I just felt happy.
This is the guy that says, I don't give a shit about my birthday. He goes, it's my birthday, Pacho. It's my birthday. I'm like,
no, you know why? Because it was me. Jesus.
I didn't even say happy birthday.
Jesus risen on my birthday. It's just special. And then I went to church. And I went with a friend of mine, right? Woman, because I don't hang out with fucking penises. They were saying, you know,
I calls you like fellas.
Now you're trying to take my spot, fellas? I was hearing like the camera, like the girl, you could suck it or not. Damn, my dick hard than the motherfucker. Those motherfuckers were nasty as hell, bro.
I was listening to David Banner, Mississippi.
Hey, but either way, back to church. You know, the church, you could give them your name and they'll mention your name in church, like if it's your birthday. He goes, hoy vamos a celebrar la Pascua, pero también la gente que es su cumpleaños. They read off like 80 billion motherfuckers. And I looked at the fucking broad that I went with. I'm like, y'all, I'm like, you can't fucking throw the church $20 to mention my goddamn name in that speech.
It cost
20. And at one point he said, Antonio. I'm like, oh shit. And then Contreras was like, ah, fuck. Son of a bitch. Some bullshit. And then you know what? One thing about church pressure that I'm not feeling. You know what I don't feel, my dog? What's your favorite part about church when you go?
Me? Cuando dicen que vayan en paz.
See, no. Cuando you start shaking hands, because why?
No, I don't like shaking
hands.
That's
like 10 minutes before, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like
shaking hands. Vamos a la chingada.
Pero una vez un puto de frente estaba picando la nose y me quería saludar.
You see, you're one of those and fucking pussy motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't want your nose touching
Cijo,
my hand.
Ever since COVID, wey, when they start shaking hands, I go to shake hands and everybody turns around and gives me a wave and a smile like...
No, I shake all
I'm
the older people.
The fuck out of here.
When that motherfucker was poking all his nose, wanting to shake my head like... Nah,
God wants us to fucking shake hands. And you're over here like this?
La paz vaya con usted.
That started from COVID, though. After COVID, people just...
Nah, yo siempre saludo a la gente. I swear to God.
Oh, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying that started since COVID.
I skipped that guy because I seen his whole finger up his nose. I said, fuck you, pussy. He's not God. I said, fuck you, pussy. All right? A las viejitas, I always shake up with them. Mm-hmm. What's up? We throw out the crown.
Hey, we chill,
like,
dog.
What's up, bro? And she told me, I break it to the left, man.
Hey, but that started during COVID, right? Yeah. And people just got used to like, oh, germs. I'm like, dude, stop thinking that way, dude. Like, that's what makes you, for your body more. You call me fucking stupid, and I probably am stupid. This is just my own conspiracy here. But I go, when you think like that about germs and shit like that, I feel like that breaks your body down. And becomes weaker.
So you just guess that un chingo de tierra siempre, that's how they're going to get protected.
No, I just go like, this is crazy, wait. People
there's a difference between germs
hands.
And nasty motherfuckers.
No, the thing is, if I would have been like, if it would have been like
Diego was rascándose los huevos y me quedaron unos shake, I was like, wait a minute.
It's like, I go to work and I grab, we use this fucking device thing, right? Everybody touches them. Dude, I forget I've been touching this shit the whole day, not washing my hands, peed, sometimes poop.
You
want to
lose
nasty and then I eat my food, I don't wash my hands.
You didn't do none
nothing
of that
happens
shit.
To me.
I thought
you didn't do none of that shit.
No, yo también at work cuando they're like,
Pancho
oh.
washes his hands every 10 seconds and his middle of his eyebrow is ashy.
No, I wash my hands, güey. Así cuando miro que gente, like, the biggest thing with me, I use a fucking laptop. Bro, I see fucking their whole fingers que estaban comiendo, güey. Big old smudges. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, what the fuck? Y luego esa madre, güey, hace todos los las teclas, güey, bien sticky, güey. So I have to wipe it down. But I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the motherfuckers como ahorita, Ciro. You see what he's doing? Look. Está cortando. ¿Qué le dijiste de las uñas, güey?
Yeah, because he's anxious.
Y ahí se está cortando las pinches uñas, ¿ah? And I go like this. I don't like motherfuckers like that.
You know? If I would have seen the people at church, if it would have been like a fucking 90 people, like a 90.
What are you doing?
Biting my nails.
Stop biting your fucking nails. Put them down.
Why? They're my nails.
You're taking empty calories right now.
Empty
If it was like a fucking 90%, 10% split, like 90% people actually shake hand and 10% don't. Usually you have a couple weirdos everywhere. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. But dude, I'm telling you, bro, I already went to church a couple weeks in a row, right? It's literally a 98% to 2% split, but the 98% of people don't want to touch hands no more.
No, you see,
waving.
Wait. Ahí en la silla, sí. No, cuando fui, never. Cuando fui
you're
la
a fucking liar, dude.
That's the thing with Tony, güey.
You probably went
cuando
to a Christian church.
Güey, cuando fuimos a church, ahí todos los estaban agarrando la mano, güey. El güey que me puso la ceniza, ¿cómo me la puso en la forehead, güey?
Oh, yeah, touch your forehead.
Yeah, ahí todos me decían así. Hasta un señor vino de la street, down, ahí viene este güey a chingar.
The only ones that shook my hand were two older, not older guys. They look like maybe 50s. Those guys were really into the church because, look, I'm going to be honest. Right? Can I be real here? Is this a Slim Fast podcast? Yeah. What podcast is this? This is the realest shit in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing at church. You know? Right? I'm not too familiar with what they do. I'm not sure when to put my hands up and when to go like.
No, but they tell you when to put your hands up.
I know. No, I don't know. And then I can't hear. So
I like it when pound your chest. I feel like a black zone. Boom. Bust my chest and throw the fire.
No, you know when you put your hands up like this?
Yeah.
And
just follow everybody else.
I know. So sometimes when you put your head down, when we're like in our knees, and you
I
put the head
shit.
Down, and I look up, and everybody's still putting their head down. I'm like, oh, shit. Right? And then cuando ponen su hands in the air like this, como dando el corazón, I'm like this. I'm not putting my hands up. And then I go, I see everybody putting their hands out, and I put my shit up. And then I'll have it up, and
pendejo,
I like...
Pendejo, es que you embracing, güey.
And then
tenemos el corazón abierto. ¿Cómo se dice? Levantemos el corazón, lo tenemos levantado.
And then I zone out, and then before I know it, I'm like the only motherfucker with his hands up for the like last 5 minutes. Everybody looking at me
no,
like.
No, es que hay unos different ones que they stay, but hay unos que they take the whole church on his knees. I'm like, damn, bro, why the fuck you do all that shit?
I'm trying to get more into church, like going to church more frequently. Because I told you, my biggest battle in my life is my anxiety, right? Even right now, you see me just twitching and shit. When I'm in there, last week I didn't get anxious at all. This week I was so fucking filled with anxiety the first like 20 minutes, like bad, dude. And then I just started praying in my head to myself. And it kind of started going away, like just started slowly just going away. And there, I told you, my problem is that sometimes I feel like I'm going to die. Right? So I'm fucking thinking like in middle of church, like, oh shit, I'm about to drop dead. I'm about to drop dead. And then I have to remind myself like, nothing's going to happen. Believe in God. Wait, it's okay to feel that way. Just let it go. And then I start feeling a little bit better.
See, that's the difference between me and Tony. I don't think about death or nothing like that because, como dice, this is the honest truth. And this is what I got. Like, even if I have something, bro, como Tony tiene una real thing que sí, ¿cierto? I leave my life in the hands of God. That's it, bro. I'm not going to fear that shit. Mine is more way keeping my emotions in check. Like, it's a bad day. I go, woo.
I'm going to be honest. That's okay. You?
Uh-huh. If, like, see, that's my roller coaster. Like, but then it's like, okay. Like, learn how to deal with this shit. Like, como dicen, como I tell people, they go, I hate because I got sick. Hey, bro, we can't control. We could control right now, bro. You know? That's my thing. You know what I'm saying? I never thought about that. I think about, like, if it's not going my way, I let it go down. Pero como dice, death, I always said, my dad told me, your life is in the hand of God, and that's it, you know? Pero back to the praying, and you know, I say, Madre Dios, Ave Maria, Purísima, and then I just lip sync, right, everybody else, and I'm like, blah, 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 but I'm not saying nothing. I'm just going like, blah, 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 blah. And I see hands. Okay.
Y eso sí, el padre, güey, siempre me cacha without looking con la agua bendita cuando he goes around and sprays it on everybody.
Everything. I haven't got that.
You know why? Because I sit
where
on
they,
top.
Where they walk with like that big hammer and they just toss it everywhere?
No, it's like a escoba, dude. It's like a escoba that you whip.
No,
like
I think it's como una cowbell. No, ¿sabes quién hace eso, güey? No, Holy Cross hace eso. Aquí no lo hacen. No. That's why I like Holy Cross. What? That.
Oh, they do.
No, I'm nunca. Ya te he ido como cuatro veces.
I went 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, no,
oh,
me.
Yeah, that's why I told you que they caught me by surprise because in the first floor, you could see the padre walking around. But we're in the second floor. I didn't even know that church had a second
floor. You went in the second floor? You said, but
no, because it's always packed, dude.
You know, wey, no lie, wey. Las tres veces que he ido, wey, siempre me toca mero frente, wey. Y a veces I'd be like, nah, I don't want to be up there. But then I go, like, I want, como dice, sometimes I want to understand what the hell we're doing here, bro.
You probably you know go on a Wednesday.
No, I go. Well, Ash Wednesday, I went all the way in front. I was chilling right there. And I was like, let's see what this guy has to talk about.
Well, look, you know at on the top floor, you can't see the padre. But there's another guy that actually comes up the stairs. And you're looking at the padre because you get distracted of him throwing the holy water at everybody. And I'm just like, hey, let me get some of that thing right there. All right, let me get some of that thing. And right before you know it, douche, pinche splash, agua bendita. I even start seeing the light, bro. I feel like I
haven't
got God.
That. No, no lo he visto que lo haga eso, güey.
Sí.
Honestly, I haven't. No me, ya he ido 3 times y no me agarró tocado. I said, damn, they don't do it no more. Yeah, lo único que hace es llega con los 2 altar boys. The altar boys are carrying the thing and he's just walking down and he's así, como like giving the. La
high fives to everyone?
No, la. ¿Cómo se llama la bendición? La más poderosa del mundo, güey. Okay. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo, del Espíritu Santo. Yo pienso que me la está rayando.
I never understood the whole smoke thing with the bell.
What is that, for real?
I don't know what that is.
You should Google it.
Hey, Google for real, because right I always seen them like a jar, no?
Well, even in an exorcist way, like look at this way. Como así, this
hey, that's a good question, Cedro. And I went Church like, 101 here.
And I go like this.
Porque mucha, it's fun going to
yeah,
church.
Yeah, mucha people like, como te dije, como lo que pasó con Joe Biden y todo, mucha people.
Oh, that's
honestly,
nuts.
But it's crazy because a lot of people like, I want to understand.
Was it official?
Yeah, yeah. A todos lo dijeron. They checked it. That's what he said. The thing is, güey, que I don't like putting everything como que todo. You know, soy un hardcore Catholic, güey. You know? I don't follow a lot of things. Pero I'm still, como dice, I want to understand, como dijo Pusha T, the meaning of fear of God. A God-fearing man. yo quiero entender todo eso, like, really understand it. And now that I look at it, people always, like, tell Ciro, güey, hasta Ciro le pasa de maco, porque, like, do you follow that? I don't follow that no more. Like, y na irimito, like, do you follow that? Pero yo nunca le gusta decir, porque todos, güey, I feel like they want to pick a fight with me, güey. Todos me quieren decir how it's bullshit, bro. What you're doing is bullshit. Pero yo digo, hey, güey, you follow what you follow, I follow what I follow. You know what I'm saying? Y le digo a Ciro, that's why, cuando te dice Ciro, why you not eating meat right now? Mm-hmm. Quieren saber, that way.
Yeah.
And I keep quiet, güey. Like, y luego dice, why are you eating meat right now? Oh, do you follow that? I don't follow that. No, my mom follows that, not me. And then I look at them, I go like this. Bro, no matter what you say, bro, you got to have some kind of structure, bro. You know what I'm saying? Y le digo, once, como dijo, I think it was Tupac, güey. The more they fucking, the more, como dijo ese güey? The more they take away God from your home, it's like people lose control, bro. Y yo sí soy, I'm really, really, really 100% agree with that shit, güey. You said,
I'm listening, but I'm just trying to pull the Joe Biden thing up.
Just pull up on X, way.
So, President Joe Biden is facing criticism. Well, this is obviously before Easter. Is facing criticism from Donald Trump's campaign.
He said he should apologize. But he called Easter fucking national.
Pancho. This, I don't know. I don't know what actually happened with that.
Look at, just go like this.
Oh, so that's what it means. So the smoke symbolizes worship. Oh, back to the smoke for the church thing. It symbolizes worshippers' prayers rising towards the heavens.
Dude, that's right there. Your people, que they don't like my boy.
But read it.
Republicans slam Biden for proclaiming Transgender Day invisible on Easter throughout its yearly observe on March 31st. Reporter taking aim at President Joe Biden for proclaiming Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility throughout 2 days only considered this year by chance. Transgender Day of Visibility, which was started in 2009 as the day of awareness to celebrate successful transgender and gender non-conforming people's health annually on March 31st.
So
the date
people,
on Easter, meanwhile, charged from
so
this
what
year
I too. Heard was people were upset that he was proclaiming Transgender Day on Easter, right?
Yeah.
But and that's the not... So this is what happened with... Porque salió la people from the White House saying this is misleading. This is not true. I think that Transgender Day thing was established like in 2009, way, and it always falls on March 31st. Mm-hmm. And it so happens because my birthday is March 31st. It's not always on Easter. It fell aligned with Easter this year because of how the calendar works. So. It's something
the
that he did
que,
not
no,
do. Because he's only the second Catholic president
yeah,
ever.
But the thing, that's why they criticize him. Porque, vites, they ban any religious eggs y toda esa chingadera, güey. That's why he said, bro, you know this. This is what I think you do not get, Tony. What's the most important day in Catholics y todo eso? Guess.
Easter.
So they go like this. You're putting your agenda, this bullshit agenda, in front of one of the most important fucking days in the world, and you come out and say that shit. And
one
then
of the holiest.
Holiest day of the para nosotros, because then people get it. And then you ban los como dicen, religious risque kids hacen los huevos y they put a no.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah,
I didn't
it
read
is.
It.
Por eso te digo, look it up, Cito.
Now the only thing that I pushed back that a little bit was mm-hmm. that when this headline first made waves, people, because like I said, I didn't know about Transgender Day, but. They made it seem like he said on Easter, this is gonna be Transgender Day. No, this day has been celebrated March 31st for
well, Tony,
over 10 years, and it just so happened to fall on Easter.
Pero Tony, do you understand, way? Como te digo a ti, way, you brush it up because you're not a true follower. No, of it.
I'm saying that it was the headlines are misleading.
Okay,
way. They
pero,
made it seem like he invented
pero,
this
pero
day.
Es como te digo, way. Es como tú dices a veces, güey. Do you understand the importance of this day to... Como te digo, güey.
Yeah.
I'm a Catholic, but I'm not a hardcore person, güey.
Yeah, I know what it
and
means.
And I go like this. When you're the president of the... ¿Viste lo que dijo? ¿Viste lo que dijo este Vladimir Putin? I go, fuck. When I'm president, none of this shit is going to happen here. You know, none of that bullshit that is going to be Transgender Day or parent. None of that shit. And I go like this. I get it, güey. Pero the shit you're doing, güey, es como le digo a todos, güey. You're just making, como se dice, people go head to head, bro. You see what I'm saying? And I go like this. You should have just left the neutral way. You know, just left the new. If it is true, como dice 2009, the thing is, wey, que yo cuando estaba viendo todo lo que...
No, let me ask you something before you skip over.
Lo que pasó, wey, es como dice un dude. This is the fucking thing that you made it sound so fucking stupid when you come out and say this shit. And this is a real important day for... Look at the world, the Vatican, todos esos, wey, historia. Say, you come out with that shit that just came out 2009, wey. To this being so long, wey, like, bro.
Now, look it. To be fair, that's what I'm telling you. You should have remained neutral. The neutral was that this day just so happened to fall on Easter this year, and he just went along with it. Look it. Could he would have been like, the thing is, what do you want him to do? Oh, we're just going to move this day for this year. I know. I'm just saying that the headlines were also missing.
You know why he's doing that too? You know what he's doing? Como dijo, wey. What's the biggest, como dicen todos, oh, I'm an ally, I'm a this. He's trying to get the younger group back. Look, we're backing him right here. I think he did that shit on purpose. Como dijo un dude, viste lo que dijo, viste salieron todos los, este güey, ¿cómo se llama ese güey que habla de, he's going around, he always talks about, what the fuck?
So look, another layer to the controversy surrounds an egg art contest for the annual Easter egg roll schedule for Monday at the White House. Trump, Johnson, Scott, and Ramsey each claimed that the administration had banned religious depictions as part of the contest. The American Egg Board, which works to promote egg farmers, has partnered with the White House for the annual exhibits around the Easter for 47 years, including during the Trump administration, a spokesperson told ABC News. All right, the spokesperson said that the board, because that's what you're talking about, they banned religious paintings on the eggs or
yeah,
something like that, right? Which was the spokesperson said that the board, which was created by Congress, must follow federal guidelines, federal, including one that prohibits them from being favorable to a religion. Language they said they've included in their promotions for years. A copy of this year's flyer calling for submissions to the Youth Egg Art Contest lists restrictions, including the promotion of discrimination, illegal drugs, firearms, and any questionable content, religion, symbols, overly religious themes, or partisans' political statements.
Pero es como dijo un dude. This is the biggest fucking thing, Tony. You see how they come out with that bullshit de pero tenían la pinche... Este, ¿cómo se llama cuando todos estaban vestidos as drag queens up there? Fucking in front of the White House sacando pictures así todo, like... Really, güey?
Nah.
Really?
I get you. I do believe this time, like I said, that's how the calendar worked.
No, but yeah, Tony, pero I think you always trying to do it.
I wanted to be fair because I thought it was interesting. I didn't know that. You didn't tell me this shit.
I'm supposed to. Yo estaba viendo. Por eso dije cuando salió Donald Trump y dijo, that's what he said. This is the thing, güey, Tony.
But they both have agendas.
Y como yo le dije así todos, como dijo un dude, he broke it down so good. Yeah, I understand that shit, you know? But now, you guys are making up fucking things that nobody gives a fuck. You guys keep making... As some people que son transgender said, man, we don't run with that
pero
shit.
Pero making what?
Como it's a transgender visible day. Let's say, dude, every year...
That was 50 years ago.
Okay, let's say, every year, como esa girl que estaba viendo, ¿te acuerdas el YouTube thing que le dijo a la otra? You're transgender? Like, yeah. Did you transit? No, I still have it. So you're not a transgender. Y le dijo, like, ¿te acuerdas que te estás enseñando?
Yeah.
Y le hace... You guys are ruining people like me that we have gone full blown. You want the same rights what I've been fighting for years, but you're not committed that thing. Y es como te digo, you know why nobody... You motherfuckers change it every single fucking time, bro. Y lo que están diciendo, it's crazy that you, when it comes down to some of these religions, some of these things, you come out with, oh, it's because of this and this. But yet, you have fucking... Esas girls que hacen los shows, drag queens, y la chingada en frente de la White House, y la chingada y todo. Pero eso está bien, güey. You know?
Yeah.
Y es lo que le digo, güey. Dude, everybody know.
Because I was going to tell you, I was like, Pancho, I didn't see nothing about the White House proclaiming this is Transgender Visibility Day. And then, like I said, I came into this, thought I was going to say about, like, damn, they're trying to take, you know, faith away from the people and shit like that. But now when I read it, I go, oh, so it just happened to fall on
pero
this
sabes,
Easter.
Es como dijo el Dewey.
Now, I could have... Easter, like I said, is a very important day to a lot of people. Could they have moved it to the day before and just say, hey, because of Easter, we're going to do it March 30 until the 31st? Maybe, but like I said, that day was proclaimed 2009. And I don't know. It's weird. I think, like, I get why people were offended, but like I said, if they were offended.
The thing is, I get is como dijo Donald Trump. And you fucking claim yourself as a Catholic. Like, what the fuck? You over there talking about Catholic, don't you follow that shit? That's your religion. What the fuck you doing? You know what I'm saying?
And the egg painting, they have put religious things. It said it right there. Everybody, that shit's been in writing forever.
Trump did it. But it's como dijo, the president before did it. They never banned that shit.
They're saying they could do it. They were just, that wordage was just on the flyers. Now, was it kind of like, I think that's what it said, that they put it on this year's flyer, right? Now, was it that to kind of tell them, like, hey, kind of just don't push the religion theme too much? Maybe. You know what I'm saying? But they say those guidelines were in place since this fucking contest began 40-something years ago.
You know, it's como dicen, güey. It's a son of unwritten rules that you just don't break it. They're not there. It's como dicen todos. Everybody else before follow it, güey.
Pancho ain't gonna budge.
No, but it's the thing is, güey, I tell Tony, like,
America.
No, it's que Tony a veces. Yeah. Tony, güey, doesn't understand, like, hey, güey, there's only, it's como dicen, hey, rules, que they know you can't go against it. They know it's on there, but they still do it because that's tradition, güey. You know what I'm saying? Como cuando they party in the fucking turkey on Thanksgiving, güey. You know? Como Halloween, güey. ¿Te acuerdas? Y luego estos güeyes llegan, oh, no, we're going to do this because this and that. Pero es cierto, güey. I feel que they're losing votes from everybody. So now they're catering to a certain people, güey. And that's the young people, the new people que they say, we're allies to these people and all this and
the
this.
LGBT.
Yeah, y luego, I feel like, como dijo, dude, they're starting to lose a lot of fucking voters in one side. So they're like, let me push this more a little bit because, como dicen, wey, the young people, man, they're running big, way. They're starting to vote a lot, way.
I want
to,
you know? Look at, trust me, I think, but that's both sides of the campaign. Both sides are going to try to get votes from certain.
Yeah, I'm not saying
certain the demographics, fucking race and
como,
shit like that.
Yeah, como dije, por eso dije, oh, I know what you guys doing. You seen like, oh, shit. Como aquel güey dijo, people are waking up on this and saying, fuck you. We just como todos, ya todos los rappers están diciendo, fuck you, we're not voting for this motherfucker. This motherfucker dumb as fuck. You know?
I still think that there's a lot of people like your girl Glorilla. She was with your boy.
Yeah, Brandon. You saw how much now she's like, oh, le digo, porque es como dicen todos, güey. Es como hoy estaba viendo la DJ Vlad fucking interview con otra vez con el pinche el Reaper. ¿Cómo se llamaba? El guy. El guy. They call him the Black Reaper.
Nicholas Irving?
Yeah. Viste que en a minute 20, I think. Y todo, y dijo el dude, man.
Con su interview de
Vlad? Con Vlad, con el guy. Dijo, man, ves que es otro, no es Vlad, es el otro.
Yeah.
Y dijo, dude, I really want to get you at this because everybody right now, the hot topic is, how come these guys right here always talk about helping our vets, the Republicans, though, and they say, oh, you guys, let's say, how do you feel about, like, when, since you've been enlisted, and tell me the truth, what's the difference? Are these guys foolish, pretty much full of shit? Let's say, look at it. Everybody's talking poor right now, como ahí te están diciendo, que los illegal immigrants, los pretty much Venezuelans, getting all this money, and you got vets fucked up. Y él dice, what you think? Look, bro, I was under the Obama, Bush, and Trump. Y I think the guy did not realize that. So what's the difference since Trump was there to the other guys? And Nicholas, everybody, I'm going to tell you the truth, what I see. Before those two guys, Obama, it's all full of shit, bro. They use
Obama
that,
who?
Obama y pinche Bush. He goes, they're all full, everybody's full of shit. They use that, give me your, you know, they go, give me your fucking board. After you give that board, they don't give a fuck about no vets.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you one thing, bro. This is what is interesting to me. Interesting. Porque yo viste lo que hizo también Trump a la girl del cop que se murió, que he paid off his mortgage.
No.
A la wife del New York cop que mataron. ¿No viste que llegó la governor? Llegó, I think, el mayor también. Y el police guy didn't let her in. Porque dicen que that's your policies that are getting cops killed. You got a video confronting her. Y le dijeron, get the fuck out of here.
I can.
A la governor de New York.
They didn't let her in where?
No, al funeral del
the police. Oh, she wanted
to attend. Yeah, usually the governor and mayor van. And I think, I said, mira, you can see the video. Nah, you're not coming in. And they were trying to keep their little man. They said, like, don't do this as your political thing at Trump. But a lot of people say Trump has always been about policing the police officer. So he said he paid
Trump's
off.
Trump's always been big on vets and
police. Y dice que pagó su mortgage a la lady. Y luego dijo, look, I'm going to tell you straight up, bro. All of them are full of shit. They use the vets, bro, to get the votes, and then they tell you, fuck off. But I'm going to tell you real straight up. when Trump was there, it's the only time I ever seen a change, bro. Like, yo no sabía esto, güey. Under their thing, you couldn't go. Es como tu pinche insurance. You couldn't go see. If you want to see another doctor, you couldn't do that. You want to see another psychologist? No, you got to do their thing. And their thing is garbage. Like, the insurance, though. You like say, and when Trump came in, bro, he allowed people, you want to go see your own doctor and your shit? Go ahead. He literally, I'm going to say, oh, my God. But, yeah, you go ahead, was able to go outside your network. They take care of you. They're like, so I seen different. And I say, so what you think about this administration? And Nickers went, I think it's going back to the same old shit now. Now you're starting to see vets killing themselves again in the car, in parking lots, not getting the help. That's why you see more people like vets and cars when police officers like, chill, bro. Like, because I feel like they're going back to the old ways. Like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know? It's crazy, that thing with the vets. And by the way, talking about veterans, you saw the last survivor of the ship that when Pearl Harbor got attacked. When was that? 1941?
I don't know.
He was in the ship, I think they call it like the SS Arizona. He was there when it, like, he was part of the attacks. Wait. Uh-huh. He saw his fucking fellow soldiers. I want to say soldier because they're Navy men, no?
I think they're all soldiers.
He saw his fellow soldiers get killed, bro. Like,
Pearl Harbor was December 7, 1941.
1941, yeah. The last survivor of the actual attacks, he was there in person. He was like 102, passed away today, I believe.
Oh, shit.
That's nuts, right? When you think about, like, damn, imagine the people that survived that shit.
Yeah.
That's something that I want to go see for myself. I think it happened where, Cedro, in Hawaii? Yeah, right?
I think so, probably.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor? Yeah, porque ahí tienen los memorials.
Yeah.
But going back to the veteran stuff, I'm like, yeah, that's one of the... It's sad, dude, because you go, like, you look at people that give everything for this country. And even though some people also take advantage of the system, and there's some people that just go because they don't want to do nothing else, but I go, they still serve the country regardless of what
por
you
eso,
say.
Yo por eso, y ahí también le dijo, look here, bro, I'm not here to push one another. I'm just telling you what I seen, bro.
And then when you look at how people will go turn their back on veterans, way the police, people that actually protect this country.
He says
that
también, like, what do you feel about the service? Where they don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about none of their shit. Their proudness, you know, they don't give a fuck about you. They send you to their mission and get the fuck out.
And like he said, it's on both sides. Wait.
On both sides.
Both sides always just use, like, that's why I told you. Politics is a dirty fucking game, bro. It's a dirty fucking game. And it's como diciendo, everybody's after their own agenda. Everybody's looking out for themselves. It goes back to fucking Nancy Pelosi. Like, how are you worth over $200 million and your base salary as a fucking Secretary of... ¿Cómo se llama? Secretary of State or kitchen?
No, I don't know. House Speaker.
House Speaker, whatever. Your salary is like $200,000, but you're worth over $200 million. Why? Because you're in stocks. You and your husband are in stocks. And for some reason, your husband always hits on stocks that you have information on, which is what? Basically insider trading. How is this allowed, we? You know, that's why all this politics, boy. And that's, again, both sides. Both sides are the same.
Él lo dijo, luego, él dijo, dude, there's a lot of money to be made with all this war shit and all this. That's why they're fighting for this shit so bad, because there's a lot of money to be made in the war. A lot of people are fighting for that shit. Y lo que, the thing was interesting to me, porque I think the guy did not know that he was going to steer that way.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, boy, dude. Both are the same, bro. Y luego le dice, what you think has been a bad month for Trump? Porque I guess the interview was later. He just lost $80 million. And I said, what do you think? You really think they're trying to, let's say, like, screw him? Like, let's say, dude. And remember, that guy's a black guy, right? He goes, yeah, I think there's a higher mean to block him from doing anything to try to win or something. I really believe that. That's how this shit works, bro. Let's say, all this shit is like that. When they see a guy... And he seems like a guy. This is not his word. Y es lo que yo dije. This is not him. This is me. Yeah, you see a guy porque, como te dije, güey, he's not the best way. He's not. I'm not saying he's a saint. Everybody done shit. But I go like this. You see a guy that actually does give a fuck about veterans, and that's the shit that makes me want to vote for him. This guy, hey, take care of those guys, bro. Look at our police officers. They get treated like shit, bro. Like, this is the guy that supposedly protect you, guy. These are the guys we're sending over to keep you to do whatever
you want. I always go like this. police are put in communities to protect and serve that community, yeah, right?
And there's fucked up ones,
and
too.
And I'll tell you this. One good example I'm going to give people. People are, like I said, but I think a lot of people just follow what people on TV say, and they're like, oh, cops are bad. They kill people. No, don't just read fucking headlines. That was a problem with the shit that I read about the transgender. I thought, oh, shit, he made up a new day on Easter. That's fucked up. That's how the headline was put out. And I realized that, hey, there's clickbaits on both sides of the fucking political world, right? On the fucking Democratic side and on the fucking Republican side. Now, when I read a little bit more, when we read it on here, I go, oh, I see what happened here, right? It was the dates just intertwined this year. I still see why people are upset. But look at, prime example. You got to protect the people that protect you and your family, right? That keep you guys safe. The best example that I always thought of is Floyd Mayweather. Do you see how he treats his security guards?
Yeah.
Do you see him? Do you see him with new security guards every day?
Oh, he gives them $150,000 Rolex.
He always said, the people around me, they live how I live. If we're gonna go to Dubai as a trip, they're all going. They're all gonna be put up in suites. If I get a new piece of jewelry, everybody's getting a piece of jewelry. This is what Floyd Mayweather said. His security guards, I've always noticed, he always takes care of them, bro. Chains, jewelry, cars, anything they want. Why do you think he does that?
Those are guys that are protecting his life.
Those are the people that is gonna keep him safe and his family safe from anything. You think those motherfuckers go, man, I should give up the drop on Floyd so they can fucking rob him? Hell no. Why? Because he goes, nah, this motherfucker takes care of us, bro. We're living like kings out here.
Because people become envious of what you have and you treat them like shit. They're gonna be like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
They treat us like shit instead of giving me something.
Now, don't you think police officers now, look at, I never even thought of this now until you said that. I go, these are the guys come with Floyd. You treat the people that are protecting your life and your family's life, keep you guys safe. You treat them the best, motherfucker. Because when you start treating them like shit, like they're doing now to these police officers, do you think their morale goes down in terms of them going above and beyond to help everybody?
It gets hard because también yo sé, yo entiendo la gente que hay a lot of motherfuckers that are garbage. You know, there's a lot of motherfuckers that are garbage. You know, they do a lot of shit that they shouldn't be doing. You know, como si tú miras la history de la fucking NYPD, cuando miras la pinche whole fucking thing, we're selling drugs. I get it, wey. But still, I'm like, bro, they're going to protect my neighborhood, bro. You know, me, the biggest thing is how you treat veterans that way. Like, what the fuck? These are the guys that are going to go give up their life for this country. And you treat them like, they're like the worst treated people in the world, well, bro.
Put it this way, what's the difference between a veteran that comes back from deployment and a person that come home from a 10-year stint in prison? It's kind of like they just throw you back out into the world. It goes, yeah, a year, live. They got to readjust, dude. They got to readjust to real world shit again, like to regular life again.
And I go like this, bro, that's how you treat our veterans, bro. Like, these are the guys that are fighting for me so I could do what I'm doing right now, talk shit out of my ass, right? And I go like, and that's why when people tell me, oh, what kind of guy, I'm like, I'm voting for that guy right there. It cares about the military because this, we at war. Que dijeron con Trump's fucking
terrorism,
army.
Remember? Racism and most
and of all. And I go like this. He had, que pinche, a military was stacked with the highest, como dice, best fucking weaponry. What, como dice?
Weaponry?
Yeah. Ahora con este pendejo dejó todo allá, güey. And I go like, what the fuck? And then he clearly cares about law enforcement, military, take care of these fucking guys. You know, and I go like, come on, bro. Bro, cuando vienen los putazos, which shows me a lot of people talk shit, but cuando llegan los vergazos, güey, people run, bro. People fucking run.
I always, like, going back to Nicholas Irving, the Black Reaper, right? And he talked about his original interview that blew up. That's why, you know, now I see him more like a frequent
guest. Well, él lo dijo, digo, dude, you know, I never thought I was going to be back here. Bro, you saw how many videos, like, dude, I never expected.
And he got his books, too. His books look very intriguing.
Lo que me gusta de él, güey, es no bullshit, güey. He tells you, friend, like, what you think about it? They don't give a fuck about us, bro. They throw you, like, in and give a shit, bro.
He talks about, like, his original first interview in Vlad TV. He talks about, I wanted to kill myself after the army. My stint was done. I was in my car. I wanted to go get some liquor, and I was going to blow my fucking head off. I was going to do it, bro. I was sad. You know, and I go, why? Because he talks about, and obviously everybody, you notice the numbers on YouTube. When he talks about killing, they go up because people are intrigued. Like, how you kill motherfuckers? How does the, he talks about, yeah, when I hit him, when I killed somebody, when I was, he with had a 50 cal. Win. And he goes, how was the body when it gets hit by a 50 cal? I'm like, it just dissolves like Jell-O. So when I let the 50 cal go, the guys that were, he go, he was in the back of a truck and he was in control of the 50 cal. Mm-hmm.
¿Cómo se llama esos güeyes, güey?
The gunners. On top of the fucking trucks, right? Dijo, car chased us.
In a Humvee.
Yeah, in a Humvee. Car was after us. Y dijo, I had to wait. I couldn't shoot him right away. I had to get confirmation that, hey, it's okay to shoot these motherfuckers. Because, again, we talked about it before. You can't just shoot anybody. He got the confirmation. All right, you could shoot these motherfuckers. He said, I lit him up. Car swerved. Just stopped going. Obviously, it stopped. We backed up. We went to go because they have to go collect information if they have information.
Well, they
got to
do a report like a police officer.
Yeah.
Why?
And plus, if they have information,
and they got to confirm that kill. You know what I'm saying?
They go, when I opened the driver's seat of the guys that I shot, they go, when I opened the driver's seat, the dude literally just disintegrated right there into the floor. Like, it just, you go, he kind of just slid off. His body was all mushed up from the 50 caliber bullets. You look at those clips and they're fucking super viral. Why? Because people are like, oh, shit. People are so intrigued by violence and shit.
Well,
like
that's
this.
Why cuando dicen todo,
hey, I'm not gonna lie. Stories like that, me too. It catches my attention. I'm like, oh shit, that's crazy.
Me, honestly, wey, lo que a mí me cacha, wey, like even though Pichu Tony, you like, I like it cuando me dice like his struggle, wey, like how you get out of it, like como cuando él dice eso, como con Tyson Fury, habló like I wanted to kill myself. I want like, damn, that's crazy. Que people have those kind of things, wey. Like I literally want to take my life away. And then the amazing thing is, like, how do you get back up, bro? How, como Tyson Fury dijo, I put my fate right there. That interests me, güey. Pero es como dicen todo, es como la drill music, güey. If you're not dissing, güey, people don't give a fuck about your music. But you start putting people's names on that shit?
That's why shit. I go, when I hear his story talking about when he left the, officially he left the military, and that I was sad, I want to kill myself. I go, dude. How do you expect? Because it's not normal to see bodies fucking melt in front of you. You know what I'm saying? You just killing people and think, oh, this is normal. This is part of my job. And then to go like, hey, you're no longer in the fucking battlefield. Here. You're in just regular
people.
With the regular
world.
People. You can't just throw people like that. They're going to need therapy, shit like that to ease them back into the community. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To live, go, hey, back to normal. Because a lot of the, I know, I heard story, like when I see stories on, and I read books about people in the military, they go like, dude, it's so hard to like, go to work at a warehouse after we're over there fucking shooting fucking bitches, matrolletas, fucking bombs and shit. They go, it's hard to adapt to regular life after doing that shit. But people don't give a shit. People are like, hey, just throw them back out there. Why? So they could get fucking, people get addicted to drugs and shit like that, suicides. It's sad, dude. Like I said, those are the guys that you're supposed to be taking care of the most in this country. And I know people don't like hearing it and they go, well, perfect example. Look at me. I'm going to move off this a little bit. You heard about the bandas in Mazatlán? In Las Playas?
Yeah.
So this video went viral, right? So in Mazatlán?
Mm-hmm.
Not like Acapulco, I get, because Acapulco, yeah, is more like tourists, right? Like,
yeah.
It's a lot of tourists, right? Obviously, Mazatlán too, but I guess Mazatlán, if I'm not mistaken, they're famous for bandas there on the beat. Like, because, you know, if you've been to, in Miami, I've been to Florida, right? Fort Lauderdale. The hotels are right behind the ocean. And, you know, the hotels, like in Fort Lauderdale, you know, they kind of own that piece of ocean. Like, they put their chairs there, and if you're not rooming in that hotel, you cannot sit in that part of the beach.
Well,
you have to go to a different
site. It's crazy because a lot of those people are trying to prioritize the beach and look, los mismos como Puerto Rico. Like,
yeah.
Bitch, you're trying to own the beach. Like,
I don't know if the hotels own them, but that area kind of pertains to that hotel, right? I'll tell you this. So in Mazatlán, Pancho, they have, I don't know if the banda
that's
just
the thing that everybody's crying about. I guess some white guy said that shit was, didn't like that shit.
So this is what happened from what I know of. The Mazatlan, Las Playas, same thing like in Miami. Luxurious hotels here. A lot of tourists go there. And then the beaches.
Well, I think that's the same thing that Puerto Rico's fighting. Que dice que they're trying to do to the locals. Get these big-ass fancy fucking things. Now they want to say, you can't sit here. This is for the thing. You're like, bitch, you can't own none of this shit.
Sort of. There's a little different. The luxurious hotels in the videos.
Okay, bitch, let me explain que pelearon, to you. Lo que pelearon porque they made a, ¿cómo se dice? A deal with the governor. They're like, you can't do that to build these massive condominiums high. Eso también Jake Paul que quiere. They want to cut that. Like, what the fuck? And you cannot use the beach that side. Like, chingada. They're like, what the fuck?
That using the beach has nothing to do with this. I guess there's bandas or people contrata bandas while they're in the beach and the sand in front of the ocean que le toque ahí como tu family, pa tu family, right? I don't know. I think it seems like all the videos that I've been seeing lately, like, hay bandas that they know that, hey, people are going to want music.
Like
so,
the restaurants.
Yeah, like, I like the, exactly, like the Mariscos place, right? Que van allí, música live. If you want to pay them, they'll play for you for a couple hours. So this video went viral where on top of this hotel, it looked like a hotel. Y la beach, like I said, is right underneath it.
Is it this one? Or no?
Yeah. Show Pancho. So this is a clip, Pancho. And you're going to notice what's going on right away. You want me to show? Let me show him in my phone. Let me show him in my phone, Cillo. Pa que no voltee la computer.
Okay.
Look it. So.
You guys seen it, wait.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, all the guys went to the hotel and started playing the violin. Yeah, I know what it is.
Obviously,
they're fancy people hanging out the fucking
tourists on top.
Yeah, tourists in the locals in the bottom.
Hearing like a fucking like a
al aire, una banda al aire.
What the hell does that mean?
They don't talk. They just use they the play. Yeah,
like,
al aire.
Almost like opera music.
Well,
yes,
yeah, el al aire. Así se le dice.
Okay, so al aire, whatever, right? Yeah. And then there's a banda right on the beach, right underneath the it seemed like a hotel or somewhere where they stay, a resort. Family with a banda, right? And it's kind of over. The banda is louder than the music that the tourists are playing or are listening to, the guy that's performing there. Obviously, everybody there, the tourists were all Caucasian, right? And to be honest, in the video, none of them looked like they had a problem. They looked like they were just enjoying their entertainment. But I guess there were complaints. Y que dijeron que the police over there started kicking out all the bandas. Hey, you can't play here no more.
But I'm going to be like this honestly, wait. That's not, people want to make it seem like it was the Caucasian way. Tell the people that own that shit, because it's the same people. They don't want to lose that shit, so they control all that shit. That's the honest truth también, güey.
So people are making it like this, Pancho. People are like this. Pinches gringos, hijo de la chingada, vienen a Mazatlán. What do you expect? This Mexico, and y'all want to make it like, people are saying like it's a white thing. They try to fucking make it like America, and you're coming to our country. I go like this. Now, let's say that the person that put in a complaint, we don't know who it is. But let's just say it is a white dude, right? I'm like, it probably has nothing to do with race. He probably like, hey, I want to enjoy my music. This bullshit. They shouldn't be down there. Me? That's why I go, nobody's showing the fucking playas. It should be a playa. You could do whatever the fuck you want. Whatever. But I go, people are missing the point here. Who was the one that got the fucking bandas kicked out of there?
Es lo que te estoy diciendo, but like,
ain't it the government from Mexico? Well, like, hey, quítalos aquí,
güey. Well, es lo que pasó lo mismo. Pues, it's the similar thing to Puerto Rico, güey. Que they were having fun y tenían todos, güey. And the rich guys que estaban allá adentro didn't like what they were doing. So they told the fucking hotel and they tried to kick them out. They're like, what the fuck you mean? This is free. You know, nobody owns it just because you got a $1 million fucking hotel. Doesn't mean, but that's the old people there, bro. Es como le digo a todos, güey. Let's be honest. Why you think they built those fucking luxury things? For who?
For tourists.
Yeah.
They bring in the most money.
Yeah, bring in the most money.
Which makes sense for the government to go like, hey, we need tourists here.
Y es como le digo a todos, güey. Is blow up Tom Manahi, como tú dices, Tony, pinche Pancho, he's so... No, the honest truth, way, the thing is people don't want to see it. Como te dije, it's open season on white people. So right away you see a white guy, they're going to blame me. Pero no te dice de todos los demás que lo hacen, güey. That's the hotel and the locals, güey. They run that shit. Es como, ¿te acuerdas en Hawaii que dijeron que toda la people de allá, güey? If you go visit, güey, la people de ahí, güey, they'll charge you to use the fucking beaches, güey. Mm-hmm. Pero les ay, ahorita un tú también en TikTok. I'm not gonna pay you $100 to get in the beach. The beach. That's the same people that are doing it, güey. Es como le dice así, güey. That's the people that they control el hotel, they control everything down there. Why you think they had enough? You think those white guys had power to kick those guys out there?
This is from what I know, which so, I pretty much
so think. So says the hotel manager stepped in to say that though their visitor's main complaint is about excessive noise, it's not all about banda noise, but also about the bars and clubs surrounding the area. Reports also indicate that at least 19 businesses in the hotel and tourism industry came together to ask the city to regulate banda rules on the beach.
And who are those? Who did that?
And then it says, moreover, the hotel.
And who runs the hotel?
It says, moreover, another related incident that elevated the excessive noise movement was the appearance of a condominium complex's attention notice reading, the hiring of any music band is forbidden in the beach area in front of Camino al Mar, which is granted to the development through the city's mayor notes, Libre Tránsito.
Who?
To everyone, including musicians, he also noted he isn't privy to the agreements between the hotels and the federal government in certain areas.
Don't blame the white people. Yeah. Go blame your own government.
Now, look at, like I said, there was probably people complaining.
Y otra cosa, güey. Si yo voy a somebody else's country, güey, I'm not going to complain about the noise because...
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, you go to a beach where people are having fun, shut the fuck up. If you don't want to hear noise... What? Pero... Eso también es common sense, güey. Yo no voy a ir... Hey, es como diciendo, hey, I'm going to a strip club and I don't want to see titties, güey. Naked bitches. Like, that's the way I look at it. Bro, what the fuck is wrong with you,
me
bro?
Me and CJ went to a strip club, get that free pizza.
Pero es como te diga a todos. So
that's not for the bitches.
That's your local government that's doing that shit.
I know. That's what they're doing. People miss the... So, I tell you what. If I go to another country, I'm not going to complain about the music there and the noise. I'm going somewhere else's country. But I go like this. If you're going to a luxurious resort hotel, you're paying for this, I understand why motherfuckers were complaining. I don't agree with it because I think, man, fuck that shit. Yo soy, como digo, wey, no matter what, at the end of the day, yo soy mexicano at heart, right? Yo digo, deja las pinches bandas que toquen, güey. But people don't understand. It's the government there in Mexico that goes, hey, wait, who makes us more money? Because they're not getting a cut from the bandas, I'm pretty sure. They're getting a cut from what? The hotels and shit like that.
That's
pays
how
the
they
taxes.
Buy it, where they bribe them with
so
to
I go,
have those permits.
Dude, nobody has talked about like, ese si el gobierno diga, no vamos a quitar ni madres, güey. Si no quieren estar aquí, dile a esos pinches tourists que se vayan a la verga. No, pero they go, no, they bring a lot of fucking money. E like I said, if it's anything like Fort Lauderdale, which I think it is everywhere. Like I said, when I went to Fort Lauderdale, front of the beach, way, my hotel, there's like 20 hotels, way. I didn't know that. Oh, they kicked me out. Every hotel has a section with their chairs on it with the fucking pariagua so you won't get burned. I thought it was like a free-for-all. So I just sat down in the open chairs. They came up to me and they're like, hey, do you stay at this hotel? I'm like, no, I stay on the one over there. Oh, well, man, sorry to kick you out, but there was three ladies there. They wanted the chairs, right? Mm-hmm. So I go, only the people that stay at this hotel could sit in this area. And I go, and I literally turn around. Again, happened to be Caucasian. Mm-hmm. So I moved to where I was supposed to be seated. So I go, oh, shit, I think the hotels do control that those spaces of the beach.
I'm pretty sure they pay a hefty
I'm pretty sure they
that.
Pay. I'm pretty sure. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think, obviously, it's an emotional response.
To me, güey, all that area, fuck that. That should be for the people. Como que, pero, como dice, güey, money talks and bullshit walks. It's all about money, güey.
So,
yeah. But it's like, how you going to control a beach?
They came out with an agreement for everybody. So it says they agreed with local musicians that there would be a cutoff music time at 7 p.m. in the hotel resort zones.
Mexican people cut off at 7 p.m. Yeah, okay.
They're not even there yet.
Other agreements include a reduction of bands, fewer speakers, and relocation to other sites. They also reassured that musicians will have the right to work if they follow the rules.
But it's crazy because
So don't blame the white guys, bro. Blame your government, güey. Pero yo también, it's common sense to my white folks. If you're going over there,
we're assuming that the... that's not right either. Like, hey, I tell people...
Pérate, Tony. Yo lo que les digo a todos, güey, if I'm going to Mexico, expect a lot of mariachis, a lot of bandas, güey. I'm not going to complain, güey. I don't like drinking that much, so I don't go to Vegas ever again. You see? I stay my ass out of there. You got to know también a dónde vas a ir, güey. I'm not going to... Hey, güey. I don't like drinking and the strip. So where the
one
fuck I go to Vegas?
Somebody put it perfect. My girl Carla, right? Mm-hmm. From TikTok and on Instagram. She said something. She spoke about this shit. Mm-hmm. She said what you just said. Like, guys, it's just like... That's part of the culture. Like, cuando vas a... Dijo... Cuando vas a Acapulco, ya cambió allí, ya es I like 100% tourist. It's not like como pinche Mexico, Mexico. Digo, the one thing that's unique about Mazatlán still is that you still get that, it's still like that Mexican, like old school Mexican culture con bandas y todo. Digo, so when you go there, that's what you expect, like bandas y todo este pedo. Digo, es como yo, si voy a Las Vegas, I can't be shocked cuando es un desmadre porque voy por ser un pinche desmadre. That's what Vegas is for. I'm like, exactly. And now look at the only thing from that video that went viral. That was the video that set it off. I go, we don't look at. Don't assume those people are the one that complained.
But Tony,
they were just chilling.
But
there.
This is what you don't get, bro. It's open season of white
people.
And now
look at, como diciendo, if it was a white dudes, if you go to Mexico, expect. I go, look at the truth is, we don't know who put these complaints in. Like we could all assume it is white fucking people. But like I said, I have not seen one video made to go like, hey, guys, you know, this is actually our government that has to tell them to get the fuck out of there. Because they could have easily said, no, aquí van a tocar, güey. Pero como diciendo, they're going to go where one makes the most money for them, for the location, for the state or for the country.
I don't like cooking my own fucking food at restaurants, so I don't go where, Pizzito?
The Korean barbecues?
Yeah, the hot pots. That's why you got to know. But I just think people blow it up because they saw white people and right away, everybody went. I said, you know, es como también lo que te dije cuando le están diciendo de Jake Paul y toda esa madre y todo. Y salió, I'm just doing what Puerto Rico allows me to do.
Yeah.
You know? And I tell people, un güey lo dijo bien exactly. Don't blame that. Blame your government.
I also, that's a good point that you brought up because I go, when Jake Paul and they were, I don't know if it was Jake or Logan that was doing that. When they were receiving, he like, oh, that's fucked up. They're trying to fucking take. I'm like, I don't blame them, bro. Like I said, they're following the fucking rules, dude.
They moved to Puerto Rico because it's taxes, way. You don't pay taxes and
if
shit.
If
you know, and they got money, way, and they want to sell you. It's como dijo un güey. This is harsh a veces because te duele de tu own people. Like, you motherfuckers complain when somebody takes it and cleans it and do all this shit. Now you want it back. But when it's in your hands, way, you don't do shit with it. Right? But, oh, as soon as somebody grabs it and makes it so luxurious and nice, you get mad at it. You see what I'm saying?
It's como like here in Chicago, we have a fucking... crime way of fucking free for all. Everybody just goes to any store they want and just take anything they fucking want at any time they fucking want. They'll just go into Burlington, steal all the fucking coats. Ya ni es Burlington Coat Factory. Ya nomás es Burr. Right? And I go, people go like, ah, pinche ratero, pinche gente culera. Hey, don't blame them, bro. They just, look at our fucking government. They don't give them shit. You steal $10,000 worth of fucking Burberry bags? Slap in the wrist. Blame them, bro. I guarantee if you go, oh, you steal that shit? 10 years in prison. They won't do it no more. But like I said, blame the government. Don't blame the fucking actual, the people. Everybody complains. Everybody complains about fucking everything. But like I said, the only people that have the power to execute this type of shit, and in this case, remove the bandas, is the local, government. So it's, but people, I don't know if they.
When I go to Mexico, me rancho way, I expect fucking roosters to be, every morning, and I expect if I do get fucked up one time out of the week, I'm going to get the banda like Porfi, al aire, and have it there till 7 in the fucking morning, get drunk.
I'm going to leave it
That's what I did.
I'm going to leave it at this.
And then we had our guys jumping on top of each other like, that was super gay.
That was pretty
gay. Yeah? Good. And we're like,
wait a second. I was like 12 years old. We were in Mexico. My brother went to go get the banda. Mm-hmm. And la banda tocando. And at first it was only like 4 of us. And then like, fuck it. 80 people out of nowhere just showed up. It was in the middle of the night, güey. And the banda tocaba, güey, y un güey se tiraba en el piso, güey, laying on his back, y todos lo pasaban por arriba, güey, like almost like...
Bunny hopping
on top of him. I'm like, this
And we're getting fucked up. Y tenemos la banda to 6 and 1. That's what I expect. And then to make it up, güey, we'll buy all the neighborhood kids fucking drinks the next day.
But you also have to expect there are going to be panchos there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Prime example. Here in our neighborhood, Mexicans.
Yes.
Hardcore Mexicans. We know these motherfuckers party. We already know the summer's coming. We know whose party's here all day until 6 in the morning.
Parties, bro.
Pura borrachera, pinche loud música playing all day. I rented here. I expected that iba a ser un desmadre aquí, so I can't be crying like a little hoe, right? I don't give a fuck. I sleep through it. Pancho calls police on them. You're going to have both worlds. You know what I'm saying?
Pinche Tony, this is a fucking lie, bro. Uh-huh. When the fuck did I call the police
on that?
Who
complains about the noise?
Yeah, pero Tony.
And then the police show up. And Pancho's the only one
I go like this.
Looking
this
out the window.
I like it how Tony makes believe that shit. Yo, I go like this. This motherfucker is still playing music till 6 in the morning. But I know where I live. Mm-hmm. I'm in the city of Chicago that nobody gives a fuck. So I don't do nothing. I just go, this motherfucker likes to come our people. They got a tuba playing at fucking midnight. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But I also make fucking noise, so I don't complain about it. Because I know I'm in the city of Chicago. Once you start complaining, they're probably going to complain about my music.
And we have,
so I just shut the fuck up.
And we have two buffalos that live on the top floor, you and Pancho. Wait, I could hear you motherfuckers step from downstairs when I'm walking in.
Well, I could hear it when they open the fucking door.
Yeah,
I could hear fucking chihuahuas go at it every fucking day.
I know.
But like, yo sé donde vivo, so I don't complain about people. Con mis pinche rap superstars three houses down. Cuando están rapping at 4 in the morning, I'm walking by. I'm like, that's the beauty of living in the city, way.
Or the guy that walks around rapping and asks you for a dollar.
Yeah, dropping a hell of
M-bombs. To this day, you have never gave him a dollar.
I've given him a dollar once or twice.
There you go.
And he drops hell of M-bombs. Yeah. And I go like this. I don't complain. That's the beautiful thing about living in a city.
I don't know. Sometimes in the summer, I would wake up and just eat random like bowl of cereal and shit. And I look up, and Pancho's peeking out the window, and there's police everywhere. I'm like, fucking Pancho did it again.
That's why Tony always lying about his stories, way.
All right, folks, we out of here. All right, it's time to go Mimi's way.
This my hometown.